Well, they've identified the guy who was dragged off that United Airlines flight on Sunday night from Chicago to Louisville. His name is David Dow. He's 70 years of age. He's Vietnamese. He's a doctor. He is a doctor. He's also a professional poker player. The father of five. He's a grandfather. And he's also been convicted of trading drugs for sex. And we're going to talk about him on the show today a little bit, give you some background there, knowing that everybody is against me on this. They all think that this guy is due a payday. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets one. First of all, the audio from yesterday. Listen to this. If you listen closely, you can hear this lady as the audio. You've heard it before, but what she's saying is that she's very well aware, as of a lot of people on the plane, that United has four pilots. They're trying to fly to Louisville. Listen to this woman.
Guys, this is not right. Can't the pilots drive to Louisville?
Can't the pilots drive to Louisville? I love that. Can't they hitchhike? I mean, maybe the pilots could, maybe if they just jog at a good pace, they could get there. You know, the fact that you've got 200, 300 people in an airplane waiting to fly, you know, what's that? Can't they just sort of go to Hertz and rent a car? Maybe take the bus. I mean, what is this about? First of all, United had every right to ask this guy to get off the plane. I mean, you understand that. I mean, I understand that you don't like the way he was thrown off the plane. I get that. But let me ask you a question. If you have the right to remove somebody from a plane and they don't get off the plane, what are you supposed to do besides, what? You got to drag them off the plane. Some guy on Facebook said to me, Joey, I hope it happens to you. And I said, not likely, because, I mean, you know, I have my moments, trust me. But I said, not likely. I said, because I would have said to them, do you have the right to remove me from the plane? And I would have run, you know, opened up my iPhone and is stuffing it in his face, rolling a video, you know, do you have the right? And if they lied to me, then I'd have them there. But if they say, yeah, we do have the right, you know what I would have done? I would have gone, okay. When you're on an airplane, you're dealing with the feds. I don't care if the people throwing you off are wearing blue jeans or they look like Barney Fife or whatever it is. They are acting ultimately somewhere along the line under federal law. When you screw around with the feds, you're asking for a lot of trouble because they don't fool around. I'm sorry, but the days of smoking pot in the bathroom and all that kind of crazy stuff, that went out with the 70s and the 80s, baby. That's done. When you're on a plane, they got you. So when they ask you to get off the plane, and they have the right to do it, yeah, the best thing to do is get the freak off the airplane. But anyway, more about the audio, because it's just great stuff.
Guys, isn't that right? Can't the pilots drive to Louisville?
Yeah, they should drive. Now she's going to scream. Here it
can't
is.
Can't they rent a car for the pilots and get the
can't
car?
They rent- can't they rent a car?
God.
This guy needs to be called out as a selfish man who screwed up the plane. They were 3 hours late taking off because of this. Some more screaming coming up in just a second.
This is wrong. Oh my God, look at what you did to him.
I think right there she's referring to, as he is resisting, his mouth, his face hits one of the armrests and he starts bleeding. Okay, and then for some other reason, I don't know if you knew this, he ends up getting back on the plane, and now he's all crazy. I don't know how that works. They got him off because you could see him being dragged down the aisle, and then there's more video. He ends up back on the plane. He goes all the way back into the tail section where there's somebody videotaping him, and it's funny because in the foreground, you can see another guy is kind of like ignoring him. You know, here's the audio on that, and you could hear Dr. David Dow here just saying, I want to go home.
I want to go home. I have to go home.
I want to go home.
I want to go home. And it's funny because there's one guy that's videotaping him, but between the two of them, there's a third guy who's just kind of staring forward. It kind of reminds me when you'd be on the subway in New York City when somebody's acting like a nut, you know, how you kind of pretend like it's not happening and you just stare straight ahead because you don't want to get involved. There was that guy. That guy in the middle there was like, whatever, you know. I want to go home. And he's bleeding and he's running down to the back of the plane. I'm going, how the hell did he get back on the plane? But, you know, he wanted to go home. Yeah, he wanted to go home. Look, my take on it is the guy was a jerk and he was a selfish idiot. That's it, the more I think about it. And I understand that I'm on the wrong side of the on the aisle, literally, on this one. Everybody is saying, hey, he was taken out without his dignity, et cetera, et cetera. But he screwed up the plane for everybody else. They waited 3 hours. I love that lady, though. Wasn't she great?
Guys, this is not right. Can't the pilots drive to Lola?
Can't they drive? And then she says about some renting a car. I think she listens to this. Can't they run a, what'd she say, from Hertz? Like with that guy that you see on TV all the time walking around? Can't they just rent a car? I don't know. You know, they have the right to take you off the plane for those reasons. It's a bunch of that's what they call the fine print. You have to look at that kind of stuff. Now, with regard to this guy's past, Dr. Dow was convicted of prescribing painkillers in exchange for sex in Louisville. Here's another reason not to act like an ass on an airplane, because you're going to get the media looking into your past, and it may not have any bearing on this case at all, because that's what people are already saying on social media. What does that have to do with it? But I have evil thoughts, and so do you, so let me tell you what happened. This guy was convicted of prescribing painkillers in exchange for sex in Louisville. In 2003, Dr. Dow, oh, by the way, he's originally from Vietnam. Did you know that? He did not serve in the Vietnamese military. I think he did, but he didn't see action, because he's that old. I mean, he's 70. I think he's about 70. Some people say he's 71, whatever, but he's old enough. He comes to the United States in 1980. He lands in California. He had been in medical school in Saigon. He finishes up his med studies in California. He ends up moving to Indiana. And I believe it was 1980 where he worked in a medical prison in Michigan City, but he quit after an inmate tried to strangle him with his own stethoscope. That would make me kind of bail as well. You know, the glorious, how shall we say, glamorous world of being a doctor. You know, you get one of your patients trying to strangle you with your stethoscope. Enough of that. But anyway, so he ends up somehow in Louisville. And what happened was, he was licensed to practice, but I believe it was somewhere around 2000, and this is from the court documents. Some guy is referred to Dr. Dow. They don't mention the guy's name in the documents, at least I haven't seen it yet. He is referred to Dr. Dow, who is a pulmonary specialist, all right? So he goes in to see him, and apparently, and I've seen this in a couple of places, Dr. Dow gives the guy a complete examination, if you know what I mean. I mean, a complete examination. And apparently likes what he sees. He ends up with this guy, and he says, you know what, I'd like you to work for me as an office assistant. And he does that as he's prescribing or giving a pain medication to this guy. Now, after 6 weeks, the guy quits, apparently because Dr. Dow is hitting on him, and he doesn't want any part of it, so he quits. Dr. Dow pursues him, starts stalking this guy, and eventually hooks up with him, and over a period of 6 months, they meet in a variety of hotel rooms, motels, or whatever it is, in and around the Kentucky area, the Louisville area. And Dow allegedly passes him $5,000 worth of checks in the meantime, and then lots of prescriptions for painkillers. And that goes on for a while. This guy ends up calling around different pharmacies in the Louisville area saying that he's Dr. Dow. The pharmacies get hip to it after a while. They bust him in Walgreens, I think it was 2003, and then they set up Dr. Dow, all right? So what the cops do is they set up surveillance in some hotel room. They have this unidentified guy show up there and call up Dr. Dow and say, I'm here, and, you know, I'd like you to come on by. So Dr. Dow comes by. They, you know, go up to the room, and then the cops, with the, I guess, the surveillance, go and storm the room. They throw the door open, and according to what I read, Dr. Dow has his shirt off and his pants, I guess, not completely buckled up there, and they bust him right there. He is originally, I believe, charged with 98 counts of illegally prescribing and trafficking hydrocodone, OxyContin, and Percocet, but convicted of just 8 counts, whatever it was, sentenced to 2.5 years in prison, but I guess that is suspended, and he pays a $5,000 fine. His license to practice is removed. In the years that have followed, he's gotten his license back. So he may have been telling the truth on Sunday when he said he had people to see. But this is Dr. Dow, so he is he has a complicated past. I still think that even if you make the case that's all completely irrelevant, and a lot of people do that, that's fine. I understand that. It's fair enough. I still think he was acting like a selfish ass, and most people don't see it that way. I mean, I understand that. Now, United, of course, is completely stupid, too, as well. Do you know, when I woke up this morning, that United Airlines and the guy that gets thrown off, it was trending on some a Chinese app like Twitter, I don't know what it's called, and they were speculating that it was because of this guy's race. I would like to say, no, he's just an ass, but whatever. But so this guy is trending worldwide. This video is...
Oh, my God.
It was uncool the way it happened, but wasn't it this guy's fault that he was resisting? What are they supposed to do? Shoot you with a tranquilizer dart? What are they supposed to do? I mean, are they supposed to? Are they supposed to say, okay, you don't want to get off? Okay, that's too bad. I guess we're not going to fly the plane today. Or I mean, they have to remove him at some point. And it was ugly, and maybe the guys that did it were out of control and they didn't do it right. I think this guy's in for a huge payday. And speaking of payday, Dr. Dow is also a professional poker player, too. He won $275,000 playing in the World Series of Poker, most recently at the Horseshoe, World Series of Poker at the, where is it, somewhere in Mississippi, on January 23rd. Is the most recent time he played. He finished 11th and won $1,191. But his biggest, I guess, payday was 2009 when he won $117,000 playing poker in second place. I think that's going to pale to what he gets from United Airlines. I think he's going to do great. Think about how stupid United was, too, to pick this guy. You know, to kind of force it like this. Their stock, I was looking at their stock this morning, aside from the Chinese story, is down. Let me see if I get this right. United Airlines stock is down 2.67%, or $1.92 a share. Do you know what that means when it comes to total dollars? The company has lost. Think about this. The company has lost, in the last 24 hours, $830 million of value because of this. Wow. I mean, who's the real idiot here? I mean, you know, United Airlines is just, this is so wrong. And all the jokes about United, you know, with the Fight Club, the new area of the plane called Fight Club, where it's just whatever it is. Oh, man, $830 million. Now, they say they offered $1,000 to anybody get off the plane. The max that they can offer is $1,350. That's apparently another federal law. So that, and I think that as time goes on, they need to go to Congress and maybe change that law up to, you know, $2,500 or $3,000 or whatever it is. You know, because if you offered me $3,000, I'd probably get off the plane. But if you're going to give me $800, it's like whatever. But if you start to really sweeten the pot, United says they went up to $1,000, but you know, whatever. That's their story. I think this guy's in for a big payday, but I'll just tell you, I am amazed at how many people are backing this guy for acting like a jerk and running around the plane, and how he got back on, too, you know. Playing like he's a victim, you know, I want to go home, and he is the one that was out of line. So if I can just steal it all down, United Airlines had the legal right to remove this guy from the plane. I think they acted ultimately stupidly, how it happened. They should have tried to get somebody else off or somehow to kind of bump the compensation up or whatever. United Airlines had the legal right to do this. And the guy, David Dow, A, did not have the legal right to be on that plane once they asked him to leave the plane. And then, two, he ended up resisting and running around the plane like a nut.
I have to go home,
you know, really. And the weird thing about it is that he's the one that's going to make probably a ton of dough here. I'm fascinated to see how the media plays this up, whether or not they're even going to talk about his weird shenanigans in the hotel rooms and the drugs and the, you know, whatever. And I understand you got to leave that aside. But I thought I'd do this podcast today because I wanted to just follow up on that and see how the media handles it. He's Vietnamese. He's not Chinese, although they think it's all about race. But, you know, that's par for the course in 2017, right? Hey, I want you to rate this podcast. Come on! Will you rate this podcast on iTunes? Will you? You know, I want you to rate this podcast. I want you to rate this podcast on iTunes. I'm on Facebook. Follow me on Facebook. Love to have you. There's a lot of great discussion on Facebook right now. And I'm also on Twitter. I tweet, therefore I am. And I'm also on Instagram as Crummy Joe. All right? Those are my evil thoughts. Turn up the music.